From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other sort of information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto claimed that 17 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccine were administered to Indonesians, including 3.2 million senior citizens. The government had continued to expedite the implementation of the national vaccination program to achieve the target of administering 500,000 doses of the COVID-19 vaccine to people on a daily basis. On the other hand, the vaccination rate of senior citizens in other regions remains low as compared to the vaccination rate of public service officers, including Bali, at 26%, Yogyakarta at 19%, and North Sulawesi at 6%. As quoted by Antara News Agency on Thursday, Hartarto said that the vaccination of senior citizens was accelerated since half of the fatal accidents related to COVID-19 occurred among senior citizens, although their number reaches 12% of the total cases. Coordinating Maritime Affairs and Investment Minister Luhut Binsar Panjaitan affirmed Indonesia's intent to promptly veer away from the use of fossil energy sources and shift to renewable energy as a form of climate change mitigation. Panjaitan remarked during a virtual press conference in Jakarta on Thursday that the president is keen to see Indonesia truly become part of the efforts to make the world friendlier and greener. During the commemoration of Earth Day on April 22nd every year, the minister lauded the green steps taken by the company and several business entities that partook in the collaboration to enable environment-friendly service to be made available to a wider community. Meanwhile, as reported by Antara, Minister of National Development Planning, concurrently head of Bappenas, Soeharto Monoarfa, earlier stated that his party had readied several scenarios for Indonesia to achieve carbon neutrality, specifically in 2045, 2050, 2060, and 2070. Indonesian Vice President Maruf Amin has called for improving the quality of community-based vocational training centers in the country, especially in terms of training materials and facilitators. As reported by Antara on Thursday, Vice President Amin also asked that the teaching materials provided by the community-based vocational training center be designed to adapt to market development and demand so that the benefits can be appropriately applied in everyday life. Community-based vocational training centers are vocational training facilities set up by the Ministry of Manpower for religious-based communities. The government program, which was initiated in 2017, aims to provide work skills to students and members of the religious community according to the needs of the world of work. Community-based vocational training centers are also expected to give rise to more entrepreneurs and jobs. Japan has extended $6.9 million to support the activities of the United Nations Children Fund, UNICEF, for mitigating the impact of the coronavirus pandemic on the education sector and strengthening vaccine cold chain facilities in Indonesia. The grant is the continuation of Japan's support in 2020 for UNICEF Multisectoral Response Action to address the direct impact of the pandemic in Indonesia, the Japanese embassy in Jakarta said in a written statement released on Thursday. The Japanese grant will be used to procure cold chain facility, including cold storage and transportation facilities, to support access and distribute COVID-19 vaccine across Indonesia in an equitable manner. UNICEF has said it will procure, distribute and install cold chain instrument at provincial and district, municipal levels, and strengthen institutional capacity to manage the instrument. Let's move on to the international news. The Biden administration on Thursday pledged to slash U.S. greenhouse gas emission by 50% to 52% from 2005 levels by 2030. A new target it hopes will spur other big emitter countries to raise their ambitions to combat climate change. The goal, unveiled at the start of a two-day climate summit hosted by Democratic President Joe Biden, comes as the United States seeks to reclaim global leadership in the fight against global warming after former President Donald Trump withdrew the country from international efforts to cut emissions. It also marks an important milestone in Biden's broader plan to decarbonize the U.S. economy entirely by 2050, an agenda he says can create millions of good-paying jobs, but which many Republicans say they fear will damage the economy. The Japanese government is seeking a short and powerful state of emergency for Tokyo, Osaka, and two other prefectures, a cabinet minister said on Friday, as Japan struggles to contain a resurgent pandemic just 3 months ahead of the Olympics. Under a new state of emergency for April 25th to May 11th, the government would ask restaurants, bars, and karaoke parlors serving alcohol to close, and big sporting events to be held without spectators, said Economy Minister Yasutoshi Nishimura. The state of emergency, which will also include Kyoto and Hyogo and last through Japan's Golden Week holidays, are expected to be formally approved on Friday. The four prefectures account for nearly a quarter of Japan's population. The UK's government announced the setting of the world's most ambitious climate change target and enacted these targets for reducing emissions by 78% by 2035 compared to 1990 levels. This put Britain in a leading position ahead of the action to host a landmark COP26 climate summit at the end of this year, and fulfills the Paris Agreement requirements for countries to propose strengthened climate action targets every 5 years. Through the presidencies of COP26, the UK urged countries and companies around the world to join the UK in achieving its goals of net zero globally by the middle of this century in order to keep hot temperatures within 1.5 degrees and avoid the effects of climate change. To get there, the UK has a series of climate budget, which breaks down the needed actions on the way to reaching the overall targets. According to UK's embassy release received by Voice of Indonesia on Thursday, that the carbon budget will ensure Britain remains on track to end its contribution to climate change while remaining consistent with the Paris Agreement temperature goal to limit global warming to well below 2 degrees Celsius and pursue efforts towards 1.5 degrees Celsius. That was the news.
Thank you.
Myanmar Senior General Min Aung Hlaing is rumored to be attending the Asian Summit in Jakarta on April 24th. If so, this will be Min Aung Hlaing's first overseas visit since the military's takeover of power in Myanmar on February 1st. General Min Aung Hlaing is the chairman of the Myanmar State Administration Council, or the de facto government leader. He is also the commander-in-chief of the Myanmar Armed Forces. Many then concluded that General Min Aung Hlaing was the mastermind behind the coup that led to the prolonged demonstration in Myanmar at this time. Will the plan for General's arrival be realized? Of course, this is yet to be seen, although not for long. But on the other hand, pressures from human rights activists have threatened to Asian leaders. Asia's Justice and Rights, for example, assessed that Hlaing's presence needed to be criticized because his bloody maneuvers had claimed many victims. Hlaing's coups against the elected government led by pro-democracy group Aung San Suu Kyi left at least 737 people dead as of last Monday, according to the Assistance Association for Political Prisoners Burma. The question is, will the upcoming meeting of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations (ASEAN) end the bloodshed in Myanmar? However, this could be an opportunity for Asian member states to urge military rule in Myanmar to stop violence against civilians and restore the democratic process. As part of ASEAN, the forcible takeover of power by the military that took place in Myanmar is certainly of concern to the international community. ASEAN's response is very significant in the context of maintaining the continuity of democratization in Myanmar. How ASEAN maintains politics in the Southeast Asian regions is eagerly awaited. It's just that there is a principle of non-interference which has been a hindrance. Even so, it is said that this principle can still be flexible within the boundaries of other Asian principles, especially those related to national sovereignty and consensus. It is hoped that the ASEAN can propose diplomatic initiatives in the form of dialogue and communication with the military junta in Myanmar, not to interfere in domestic affairs, but to maintain security in the region. Asian leaders shall be able to make the most of this opportunity and produce an important agreement that will lead to peace in the Southeast Asian region. That was commentary. Let's begin with April 23, 1984, when AIDS-causing virus discovered by the U.S. researchers. On April 23, 1984, U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services Margaret Hagler announced that Dr. Robert Geller and his partners at National Cancer Institute had discovered the cause of AIDS, namely a retrovirus labeled HTLV-3. Hagler also announced diagnostic blood test development to identify HTLV-3. Let's move on to April 23rd as the World Book Day. In 1995, UNESCO held a general conference in Paris, France, and declared April 23rd as the World Book Day based on the La Diada de Sant Jordi celebration in Catalonia, Spain, in the 15th century. La Diada de Sant Jordi festival was identical with men giving flowers to their lovers. Booksellers started influencing that tradition. Women began to give books to men in return of the flowers. Besides, some famous European authors were born and died on April 23rd. The World Book Day is a form of respect between authors, publishers, distributors, book organizations, and communities that cooperate in promoting books to increase humanity, social, and cultural values. last events on April 23, 2007, when Boris Yeltsin, the first president of Russia, passed away. Boris Nikolaevich Yeltsin was the president of Russian Federation in 1991 until 1999. Yeltsin era was a dramatic time in Russian history. It was a period marked by revolutionary political changes, democracy, along with great issues in the politics, economy, and social. He resigned from his position on December 31, 1999, with Vladimir Putin replacing him. Boris Nikolaevich Yeltsin passed away on April 23, 2007, because of a heart failure. That was Today in History.
Kamu mencoba untuk berbicara tentang isyarat cinta. Ku mengerti ini sulit untukmu, dan ku tahu aku bahkan takkan pernah bisa untuk katakan cinta. Sadarkah bila aku
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Trade Ministry keeps encouraging the export of Indonesian small and medium businesses' products into the global market, one of which was by using international trade agreement. That was stated by Deputy Minister of Trade Ministry, Cherry Sambuaga, virtually during the 500K Exporter Baru conference on Monday. He said that President Joko Widodo instructed the Ministry of Trade to prioritize the finalization of international trade negotiation with potential countries. This is because Indonesia is transforming into a high-value products producers country, which requires new markets outside of traditional countries or main trade partners. Deputy Minister Jerry Sambuaga added that Indonesia is finishing 23 international trade agreements. The small and medium business owners can use optimally various eases and facilities from the agreement in exporting their products. In addition, the small and medium businesses can also use the Free Trade Agreement FTA Center in promoting their products abroad. Currently, the Ministry of Trade has 5 FTA centers in some cities, namely Jakarta, Medan, Bandung, Surabaya, and Makassar. Also, the Ministry has 46 trade representatives abroad, such as Trade Attaché, Indonesian Trade Promotion Center, Trade Council, Trade and Economy Office, as well as ambassadors in the World Trade Organization WTO. The business owners can then contact the trade representative to promote the products. Those trade representatives are assigned to explore trade agreements with buyers abroad. On the same occasion, Director General of National Export Development, Kasan, said that currently the exported Indonesian small-medium business products are furniture, fishery, network, and fruits. He also said that by optimally using various policies, including the International Trade Agreement, it is expected that their export market reach can expand and Indonesian exported products can have more variations. That was my Indonesia. This love, no ordinary love, this
love. Cinta ini bukanlah cinta biasa, sangat langka dan takkan ada duanya. Rasa ini sangatlah luar biasa, satu-satunya takkan bisa kau terima dari dia ataupun selainnya.
Sadarilah hanya aku yang bisa bahagiakan kamu seutuhnya, maka jangan sia-siakan semua, kau kan menyesalinya seumur hidupmu.
Selainnya, sadarilah hanya mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawwi intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Today's edition of Indonesian Wonder in the holy month of Ramadan will introduce Jemunak culinary. Jemunak is a typical culinary for breaking the fast of Magelang people. It is quite unique, namely Jemunak. Indeed, it takes much time to make the culinary, so it is sometimes boring. Therefore, it takes patience and diligence in the process of making it. To make it, glutinous rice and cassava are grated. Then it is cooked in a different place. After it is half cooked, the two ingredients are mixed and stacked until soft. Then just cook them again until they are completely cooked. After it is well cooked, the dough is given brown sugar and a sprinkling of grated coconut. If it is going to be marketed, this culinary is usually wrapped in coconut leaves or banana leaves. Jemunak tastes sweet because there is a liquid brown sugar called kincho. The sweetness is mixed with the savory taste of the dough made of yams and glutinous rice. This combination of flavors makes Jemunak taste more delicious. Besides being delicious, this culinary is liked by many people because it can immediately restore your stamina after a day of fasting. Previously, Jemunak was only made in one place, namely at Mbah Mulyo Dinombo's house in Karaharjan Hamlet, Gunung Pring Muntilan Village, Magelang. From generation to generation, the grandfather's family inherited the Jemunak making skills. However, now Jemunak is completely produced by many residents of Magelang. Thus, it is easy to find out this culinary in the month of Ramadan. The price of Jemunak is 2,000 rupiah. To 3,000 rupiah per pack.
Ooh,
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miscellany. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, lecturer at the UGM Faculty of Agriculture Technology, Bayu Dwi Apri Nugroho, along with the RITX Bertani Startup Team, won an award at the Hannover Messe, Germany, event. They made an achievement as the first winner in the startup category at the 2020 Hermes Award. At the event, the Hannover Messe is the world's largest industrial and technology fair. The Hermes Award is a competition that is open to all exhibitors at the Hannover Messe. Besides being to help increase farmer productivity, this startup, which has the concept of smart farming, is also expected to make changes in farming behavior in Indonesia based on structured data. The passion of RITX Bertani originated from the result of Bayu's research while studying S3. At the time, he found a decline in the productivity of the agriculture sector by 20% in the 1980 until 2010 period. This is due to the lack of access to information for farmers on climate and weather uncertainty. Meanwhile, the prediction made by PMKG only reached the district or city level, which according to Bayu is not quite accurate as a reference for agriculture, considering that within 2 kilometers, the weather can be different. RITX is equipped with a sensor that can take real-time data on agriculture and plantation land. The data obtained is in the form of weather, temperature, humidity, wind strength, soil pH, and fertility. The data is translated by algorithm into accurate information for farmers that can be accessed through the application in the form of time information to add water and fertilizer to the current weather information. In addition, RITX Bertani also provide pest identification features using artificial intelligence, AI, and educational features, starting from the planting process to end to market or the process of selling agriculture products. According to Bayu, currently his startup can be used for 38 types of food and horticultural commodities, and only takes 1 hour to install sensors in the field. Moreover, RITX Bertani has been implemented in 22 regencies in Indonesia in collaboration with ministries and institutions such as Bappenas, Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs, Ministry of Communication and Informatics, Ministry of Health, Bank Indonesia, BNI, and several private industries. The target is that by 2021, RITX Bertani can be applied in 76 regencies in Indonesia. That was Miscellany.
pagi ke pagi ku terjebak di dalam ambisi, seperti orang-orang berdasi yang gila materi. Rasa bosan membukakan jalan mencari peran, keluarlah dari zona nyaman. Sembilu yang dulu biarlah berlalu, bekerja bersama hati kita ini insan bukan seekor sapi. Sembilu yang dulu biarlah membiru, berkarya bersama hati. Waktu ke waktu perlahan ku rakit egoku, merangkul orang-orang yang mulai sejiwa denganku. Kebeeman membukakan jalan mencari teman, bergeraklah dari zona nyaman. Sembilu yang dulu biarlah bersama hati kita ini insan bukan seekor sapi. Sembilu yang dulu biarlah membiru, berkarya bersama hati.
Still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice Listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a regional song from Lampung entitled Canggut Agung. This song tells about the very valuable Lampung culture, which is depicted in a great dance or Canggut Agung. Canggut Agung is the ceremony to organize the Agung dance or the Glory dance, which is a dance that is considered secret by the people of Lampung. This then depicts the majesty of the Lampung tribe. Here is the Lampung regional song entitled Canggut Agung. Happy listening.
Voice of Indonesia. Of Indonesia.
Ku terhanyut dalam kata rayumu dan ku tahu kamu mencoba untuk berbicara tentang isyarat cinta. Ku mengerti ini sulit untukmu dan ku tahu aku bahkan takkan pernah bisa untuk katakan cinta. Sadarkah bila aku terjerat pesonamu? Kau merasakan yang ku rasakan.
listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention, and after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.